What are church elders responsible for? How can we build trust between pastors and elders? And how can we hold one another accountable? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is titled Pastors and Elders, Caring for the Church and One Another. You can check it out at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Pastors and Elders by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, Pastors and Elders. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Wednesday afternoon, the 1st of February. The big news that's been circulating has to do with the pink ribbon people. That's what I always thought of them as. Pink is now synonymous with support for fighting breast cancer, and the Susan B. Komen fight for the cure, or Susan B. Komen for the cure, is one of the biggest. I was unaware until about 2 years ago that Komen for the Cure had, until very recently, been supporting Planned Parenthood. Then the news breaks that they've withdrawn their support for Planned Parenthood nationally. I wonder why, and is that withdrawal of support on principle? Is there some other reason, and is it permanent? Joining us to talk about this decision of the nation's leading breast cancer charity to stop grants to Planned Parenthood, Kelly Fedorick. She's staff counsel of Americans United for Life. Kelly, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd.
Why was Komen for the Cure, and in what form was Komen for the Cure supporting Planned Parenthood until recently?
Well, for the past 5 or 6 years, Komen has been giving grants to Planned Parenthood for breast cancer screenings, and then also if Planned Parenthood would refer to a different, or you know, a different outside group, they would fund that process as well. And I think that yesterday's news is just remarkable and really notable that a well-respected research organization that exists to find life-saving treatment for women recognize that Planned Parenthood isn't such an organization. Planned Parenthood disregards the health and safety of women and should not be supported or funded.
What precipitated this decision, do we know?
Well, I know that with the Susan G. Komen Foundation, there have been internal decisions to implement stronger performance criteria for those receiving their grants. And this was to ensure that vulnerable women receive the best care possible from those grants. And they also have a new criteria that any organization that's currently being investigated on the state, local, or federal level would no longer be able to qualify for a grant as well. So Planned Parenthood fits both those criteria. It's currently being investigated by Congress, and it's shown time and time again that it disregards women's health, it disregards women's safety, and ultimately does not provide good health care for women.
How would you summarize the reaction both from the pro-life side and the pro-choice side?
Well, I think for many on the pro-life side, this is a welcome decision by Susan G. Komen. I mean, so many of us have either are breast cancer survivors or have friends or loved ones who have battled breast cancer or have, you know, died from breast cancer. And I think it's been very frustrating, that an internal conflict of wanting to support an organization like Komen who's providing these life-saving research and treatment, and yet not wanting to support them because of their strong partnership with Planned Parenthood. So I think their decision, Komen's decision, has been welcomed by the pro-life community. And we've seen an onslaught of support for Susan G. Komen, and people interested in now supporting them, whether it's financially or racing in their race for the cures. This is a tremendous moment and tremendous victory, and it just really again underscores that no organization that disregards the health and safety of women should be supported or funded. I think from the other side, there's obviously frustration and upsetness that Planned Parenthood is no longer a grantee. But I think the challenge is for Planned Parenthood. If they want to stop being the number one abortion provider in the country, if they want to actually provide care that safeguards and advances women's health, well, then they have the guideline that Komen set to meet. It's the challenges for them.
I'm fascinated by the reaction of some on the pro-choice side who have pledged to withdraw support from Komen for the cure. And it just seems to raise the question for me, what did you think you were supporting when you were giving contributions or running the races? Usually Komen for the Cure does these things not, they don't advertise these things as, well, help us support Planned Parenthood. They advertise them, these events and these fundraisers, as help us find a cure for breast cancer. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, I think it really exposes their true loyalties. I mean, I know Senator Boxer has recently announced that she no longer is supporting Susan G. Komen. And I think this exposes that her loyalties are to Planned Parenthood, to the nation's largest abortion provider who undermines women's health, and rather than an organization that really is seeking to find life-saving treatment for women suffering from breast cancer. So I think that this animosity towards Susan G. Komen for its decision really underscores and highlights where the other side's loyalties truly lie.
Cecile Richards, who's president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, has said recently that Planned Parenthood is, quote, alarmed and saddened that the Komen Foundation has succumbed to political pressure. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think that it's quite obvious. It's clear that this is not a response to political pressure. This is a response to recognizing that Planned Parenthood is under investigation for a reason. Congress has chosen to investigate them because they've shown a pattern of failure to protect women and young girls. And so this is not politically motivated. This is something that is good practice. It's good stewardship. Susan G. Komen doesn't want its funds going to an organization that is rocked by this scandal and abuse. They want to provide quality care for America's women, especially America's underserved women and for their poor women. So they want to ensure that all of that money is going to promote that cause and not going to an organization that disregards the health and safety of women.
I might be incredibly naive here, but I actually, until we talked about it with someone here on the air several years ago, had no idea that Komen for the Cure had been supporting Planned Parenthood. Do you think I'm alone in that naivete?
I don't think so. I think that many people don't recognize that or haven't recognized that Susan G. Komen had previously given grants to Planned Parenthood. I don't think it was something that was. I don't think Susan G. Komen really highlighted that fact. I think a lot of Americans didn't know. I mean, I have a lot of friends who wanted me to sign up for Race for the Cures, and I had to be like, well, I'd love to support Susan G. Komen because I think their work is noble, but because of their strong financial support of Planned Parenthood, I can't do that. So I do think it wasn't very well known.
Joe is listening in St. Louis. Joe, thanks for waiting on the line.
Hi, Todd. I'm wondering if your guest has any idea how much support for Komen might increase with this cessation of funding of Planned Parenthood. Jeff and I were just discussing that neither one of us would support them because of their support of Planned Parenthood. If she has any idea, perhaps nationally, you know, if there are larger entities that may now start supporting because of this decision.
It's a very good question, Joe. Thanks for that. How would you respond?
I think that we will see an increase in support of Komen. I think there are so many Americans out there who haven't supported them in the past because of their connection to Planned Parenthood who will now. I know we at Americans United for Life are very excited about this. We've already decided to run in a race this summer in June here in Washington, D.C. to show our support, to show that we appreciate and commend them for this decision. So I think that I think Susan G. Komen will be pleasantly surprised in seeing how much support it has that of its decision and its decision to really ensure quality health care for Americans women. I mean, who couldn't be against that?
Is part of the I guess part of the goal here, in addition to all the other legal efforts and efforts in the courts and in state by state legislatures, is part of the effort in combating very shortly after the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, of combating this, simply making people aware that Planned Parenthood doesn't deserve anybody's support.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, Planned Parenthood receives an incredible amount of taxpayer dollars. Over $1 million a day goes to Planned Parenthood from the taxpayer. I mean, that's every single day, and that is so wrong to give an organization funding that shows such a willingness to violate laws that protect women, that protect minors. We've seen evidence that Planned Parenthood, you know, overbills and abuses Medicaid funds. There's so much abuse going on within Planned Parenthood that more organizations and even the government should follow suit of Susan G. Komen in terms of ending Planned Parenthood's funding.
Kelly Fedorik is staff counsel for Americans United for Life. We will post a link to Americans United for Life at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Kelly, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, if you're a member of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, here's a way that you can help us defend life from beginning to end. It's called Thrivent Choice. It's a very simple program that allows you, as a member of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, to designate some of your charitable dollars to Lutheran Public Radio and thereby support Issues, etc. Now, last year, our listeners were very generous to the tune of about $15,000 through Thrivent Choice. And this year, if you had supported us in the past, you need to redesignate those dollars again for 2012 on a regular basis. We thank our listeners for that support in the past, and we've set a goal for them this year, 2012, $20,000 raised through Thrivent Choice. Find out more about it and designate your charitable dollars through Thrivent Financial for Lutherans and their Thrivent Choice program to Lutheran Public Radio by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click Donate, then the Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. Make sure you designate those dollars for Lutheran Public Radio. Lutheran Public Radio produces Issues, etc. Thanks to you in advance for doing it. Thanks to everybody who did it last year and helped us meet that goal of $20,000. When we come back, we're going to talk about the almost unbearable tragedies of life and the theology of the cross. Pastor Ed Engelbrecht will be our guest. What are church elders responsible for? How can we build trust between pastors and elders? And how can we hold one another accountable? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is titled Pastors and Elders, Caring for the Church and One Another. You can check it out at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Pastors and Elders by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, Pastors and Elders.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among His people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.